everybody, to the We Are Adult Show, where it's not the weather bringing you down, it's this podcast. I'm your host, Sean, and across the way, Danny. How are you, man?
You know, I was thinking about it last night, I think we need to have an addendum or a change to the intro.
Should we have a why are you still listening?
No, I mean, that's already understood that they're listening because they're your parents and... there's some guy with sadomasochism issues and that lives in upstate New York.
Is that why you go over there once a year to repay the favor?
Yes. What happens in upstate New York stays in upstate New York. But we are up to 8 reviews. They're all 5-star. So apparently we know at least 8 people that are willing to lie for us.
Didn't you put one of those reviews in?
Okay, we know 7 people that are willing to lie for us.
Did I put a review in? No, I'm
probably not.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Let's not lie to each other
anymore. about that.
Wait, we were lying?
Well, the reason I say we should like change the intro is because I don't think technically you're the host. I think you're the producer, and I'm the host.
That's fair.
Because I do all the work, and you like as far as like putting the show together and. Organizing topics, and you just spend like the 10 seconds editing and posting.
You're not wrong. I mean, you make valid points. Maybe you could just start doing the intro.
Maybe. That seems like too much work. That seems like something the producer would do.
I'm your producer.
Like Conan O'Brien doesn't announce himself when he comes out on there. That's why he has Andy Richter.
Oh, fair enough. Andy Richter probably gets paid for to suck up, though, so.
Well, Conan O'Brien gets paid to host, so.
Well, neither. You're not getting paid, so I don't know what to tell you.
If anything, so that just shows you that we're on equal pay.
True.
In the lucrative field of podcasting.
Oh, you're man. Just taking all that exposure. That's what you're getting paid in. You're on your knees just begging for that exposure.
I just got to rein it in during the week because there's a junior high behind me. I don't want to get arrested for all that exposure.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. So the beer I'm drinking today, Sean, is like a collaboration not just of breweries but of styles.
Yep.
It's... Alvarado Street, Burial, and Other Half all teamed up to make like the Triforce to make an Italian style New Zealand Pilsner.
That's weird.
Yes. So I guess it has like the Italian hops and marinara sauce in it.
Wait, they put pasta sauce in it?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why it's Italian style. What makes it Italian style?
Mario put his dick in it?
Maybe. Is that why it's... It tastes cheesy.
Mamma mia, baby. Mamma mia.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no frame of reference to what an Italian style beer is supposed to be like. And I'm guessing a New Zealand Pilsner is because they have the New Zealand hops.
It's probably got some big fat Italian sausage in it.
Maybe. Italian rats.
Well, because I know New Zealand has hops. So they have those fancy Galaxy hops, don't they? Or is that Australian?
Yeah. I'm sure it's New Zealand.
It's one of them.
I'm sure the people in Australia will say it's from Australia, but they try to like just claim everything from New Zealand like it's their own, the same way we do, like some of like Puerto Rico and stuff.
Remember, that's a foreign country to some people.
Yes. Oh, man, but it's pretty good, dude. It's super light drinking. I know we're, like, some places in the country are experiencing stout weather, but it's actually pretty warm here today.
Is it? It's cold. I had to put a jacket on. It was, like, in the 40s.
It was, like, 90 yesterday.
Jeez. It's terrible.
Yeah. And, you know, when people talk about, like, it's a dry heat, it's like, so is the oven. The oven's a dry heat, too.
Still a lot.
Yeah, because it's like, not only is it hot, but then you get like chapped lip, some dry skin, and fires apparently.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's a dry heat, but at some point it's just too damn hot. Like when you're out, when you're outside and it's like over 110, it's no, it, the concern of it being a dry heat is gone. Like it's just too damn hot.
Right. And then when you're like, you can like show people the humidity with like just on one hand, how humid it is. Mm-hmm. It's like under 10%. That kind of sucks too, man, because it's like even your eyeballs start to dry out. It's like that episode of like SpongeBob where his eyes just got all crusty because he got like LASIK surgery or whatever, and then he just scrape it off and then they flake up again, scale up again.
That was it's like the episode where he's like trying to be a go without water.
Yes. And actually, that was The Simpsons where Homer got LASIK and his eyes like scarred up. Oh, and he would just peel it off and then it would do that again. Mm-hmm. Like just immediately. Fair enough, yes. What are you drinking, Sean?
I am drinking Mexican cake from Westbrook Brewing Company out of somewhere. I don't know where they're at. Oh, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
It sounds pretty pleasant.
Yeah. This is a malt beverage with cocoa nibs, vanilla beans, cinnamon, and habanero peppers added. Imperial stout coming in at 10.5%. You know, because like I like take a sip and then I go, I'm like, my lips are burning. Like I don't feel like heat, but my lips are burning a little bit. So I don't get like all the cakey flavors as per se.
Right. You just get the diabetes from the cake.
Yeah. I mean, it does have a nice sweet taste, and you could definitely get like the kick of pepper. And then, like I said, like after each drink, it's like my lips are questioning my decision. So, but it's pretty good though. I definitely like it.
Nice.
It's got a fancy like black. The logo's pretty fancy too. Might be. It's got like some guns and some skulls. You know, a piece of cake on there with lots of peppers. It's interesting.
Yeah, mine looks like it fits like the almost like the either the Miami Vice or the Grand Theft Auto Vice City vibe.
Oh, gotcha. It's called,
it's just cool. It like plain kind of brown, but then the cool mm-hmm. is written in like this turquoise and cursive.
Yeah,
it's fancy. So I ended up going to see a concert on Friday.
Another concert.
Yes. Because one of my favorite bands in the world was playing, Ska Pesh Mode.
Oh, yes. You've talked about them before.
I think they're like, if they're not at the top of the list, they're near the top of the list of bands I've seen the most now.
Mm.
And so they're opening for this Japanese band that apparently I didn't know about because I hadn't heard anything, but they've been around for, this is their 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
So it's the name of the band is Tsushimi Mari.
Mm. Isn't it weird? That's 1999.
Yes.
I was like, is this band from like the 80s or something? 70s? 20 no. years? No, just 1999.
Yes. You've almost been out of high school that long, Sean.
Close. Very close.
I've been out of high school for more than that long, so it's okay. But yeah, apparently, like, and I don't know why I hadn't heard about them, because apparently I need a weeb check. Because
mm-hmm.
usually they play at a lot of anime conventions. Even though they're not really, like, anime-themed in any way, other than they have, like, one album where apparently... I haven't really listened to the album, but they do a collaboration with the Powerpuff Girls. So I don't know if the Powerpuff Girls are actually on the songs or if they're just on the album cover. But, like, when they opened up, the way they, like, they introduced themselves and, like, the lead singer was like, let's punk rock! And then they started playing.
Nice.
But the bassist, man, she's amazing. Like, all the songs, well, not all, but most of the songs are, like, bass forward.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's a couple songs where, like, the intro, the guitarist is just tuning the guitar as the bassist is playing.
She's just rocking out.
Yes, and she's like up there, like wearing like heels, like heeled boots, and like dancing and like doing that thing where she like lays backward, like leans backwards.
Yeah,
playing and stuff. But yeah, they've been around for like 20 years. They have like 15 albums.
Nice.
And I ended up buying a lot. I bought like six of their albums.
Wow.
Because they had like a deal like there.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was like all their albums were like $5 off. So that was nice. And then, but it was funny because it was like the first band went on late because the guitarist got stuck in traffic.
What a douche.
And I don't know if they got bumped because of time or they just didn't show up. But there was supposed to be like one of the bands when I went to check the schedule later was just crossed off.
I don't know. Maybe something happened.
Yes. And then the last band, man, like I would be pissed if I was like the owner of the venue because not the last band, but the second to last band, like they came out. They're like a ska band from like 1990. They hadn't released an album since 1994 called The Goodwin Club.
Yeah.
And as they were playing, they were like letting off these like glitter like poppers, but like industrial ones, like huge ones, not the little ones that like you buy at like the grocery store for New Year's Eve in places where fireworks aren't allowed.
Yeah.
But like huge. And there was like glitter everywhere, like chunks of, and it's like, that's never going to get cleaned up, is it?
No. Never. You can never get rid of glitter.
No, but the venue is pretty cool. There's this it's a record store, and then next to the record store is where they have the concerts at this place called Toxic Toast in Long Beach.
Okay.
And like I was reading about it, and when they built it, the owners, they're young, and they wanted to, they kept talking about how they wanted a place that was super inclusive for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't want to like the young kids that go to punk shows and kind of be like scared off by the old heads that are there.
Yeah.
Cause they're like, if, you know, music's, you know, garage bands are basically going to die off if like all the old people are like scaring away the young kids.
No, that's a good call.
But the one thing I noticed, like they didn't sell any alcohol there. Well, they didn't even actually sell anything there. They had a drinking fountain, I guess, if you were thirsty.
Yeah. Everybody get in the line for the drinking fountain. We're doing
right.
Drinking fountain stands.
And so, exactly. And, like, they're talking about how, like, they, you know, they're not really in there to make money. They just want to, like, put on good shows that everybody can go to. And but then in the article, they also talked about how they dropped, like, $500,000 building the venue up. Mm. And it's, like, it's cool that you want to, like, you know, like, money's not a priority. But at some point, like, being in literally downtown Long Beach.
You got to pay bills.
Right.
Not saying you want to be rich, but damn.
Right, you don't got to like gouge people, because even like, and then it's like, the I don't always buy beers at concerts, but the fact that I couldn't made me really, really want to buy a beer.
Hey, I want to pay $10 for a damn beer. All right, I'm really thirsty.
Yeah, because like when I went to see Tool, I had some beers before the show, but I didn't have any at the show.
Yeah,
because like we were like at the. We were in the, like, basically by where the suites were, so we had, like, the fancy bar.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And so I'm like, yeah, I don't really want a beer. I'm going to drive home anyway, so I'll just have some water. But at this place, I'm like, I can't buy a beer. I really, really want a beer.
Oh, man.
So, but you actually did some work on your own, Sean, and you sent me the link to the trailer for the Witcher 3 show.
Yep. So Witcher 3 is a pretty big game that's out.
I guess not Witcher 3 show, just the Witcher show in general. Yeah. I don't know why I wrote Witcher 3 on the thing. I'm an idiot.
I don't know. Because you don't do homework. So, but Witcher actually comes out relatively soon. I believe it comes out this month on Netflix. And I think they're basing the show more off the books than the actual game.
Yes.
Isn't it funny, like, the guy that made the book didn't think anybody would play a video game about this and didn't really take any money from them. So when it blew up, I think he was probably like, wah, wah.
Like, right.
How much money did you make off this video game?
And it comes out December 20th.
Got you. So it's close enough. Not that close, but...
Not as close as you thought.
No. It looks pretty intense. The girl that plays, I think Yennefer if I believe. I think that's the only girl that would talk to him with dark hair so seductively. But no, I think everything looked pretty interesting. You know, everybody kind of hates him, but then everybody like needs him to save the day. Definitely some political crazy stuff going on. So it seems like the world is set up pretty well.
But Soap's going to be horrible because he doesn't have a beard.
He doesn't? You know, he doesn't. Maybe that's like, maybe he doesn't really have a beard in the beginning, like when he's young. Maybe in the next season.
Right. Well, it's a thing of like, you know, everybody got used to the look from the video games, but they're like, they don't care if it's book accurate or not. They're like, we want it to be the video game. They're like, but it's based on the book. And like, nobody reads, nerd. We play video games because video games are cool and we can see boobs.
Stupid nerd. I'm going to go hang out with my waifu pillow.
Yes.
No, I don't know. I might check it out if I have time. I started the episode 1 of the Umbrella Academy. I'm trying to like watch it so I can do a review, but it's not going very well.
No. Do you have do you still have your HBO subscription?
Yes.
Because the Watchmen show is out as well, and I heard that's pretty good.
Okay. Interesting. I saw something that said Watchmen, and I was like, what? I was like, are they just trying to bring back the movie?
No, it takes place like 20 or 30 years after the events in The Watchmen, and it's based off the comic. It's based off the ending of the comic book, not the ending of the movie, because they have different endings.
Gotcha. That might be pretty interesting then.
And at least the people that I have heard give reviews of the first episode have all liked it. So.
Okay. I'll have to put it on my to-do list of many things.
Yes. Many, many things. But you're the only one that's rich girl enough to have the HBO subscription.
Fair enough.
Speaking of which, like, this month is when the Disney Plus comes out as well.
What should we be expecting on launch? Aren't there like a new season of something?
Well, like a lot of their shows, it's weird how they're doing their shows because they're not doing it Netflix style where they're going to like, you can like binge. So like the shows are coming out, like whenever they do come out with shows, they're coming out like one episode at a time.
Yeah.
And then they're not show vomiting on us either. Like, some of the shows aren't, a lot of the shows that they announced at like Comic-Con aren't coming out until next year.
Gotcha.
But I know they tweeted out like the list of all the shows and movies that they're going to have on there. And there's a bunch of basically the Disney library. A lot of it's open.
Oh, gotcha. Nice.
So, and a lot of the MCU movies.
Gotcha. So no new shows.
There might be, I don't know what all is coming out as far as new shows at launch, but I don't know. That's follow-up questions.
Yeah. Oh, I know you love follow-up questions. Did DC launch their streaming service?
That's been out for a while.
Okay.
Because they're already like on like their third or fourth show.
Okay. Did Titans come out?
Yes.
No.
Doom Patrol, Titans. I think the Harley Quinn show is next.
Yeah. I could have less Harley Quinn in my diet. That would be fantastic. It's just she's so overplayed. Like,
right.
She's like, it's like the Bird movie coming out. It's like, here she is. I'm just like, oh my God. Why? Yeah. Why do I have to stare at her?
She's like the Deadpool and Wolverine combined.
I'm the only thing keeping DC Universe alive right now, so I gotta make movies.
Right. It's like, let's put Margot Robbie in some booty shorts. That's all anybody will care about. Sold.
She's probably Birds of Prey based. Yeah, she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. So how many more zeros do I need to add to this check?
It's like, she said no, bring another truck. And this brings the truck backing up into her driveway. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, man. But yeah, it's like, you know, like we said when we talked about the trailer for Birds of Prey, it looks basically like a complete ripoff of the Deadpool 2 movie where they have to, like, protect some kid from some evil jerk-off guy. that's a dude, old white dude.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. Speaking of people protecting people, man, I've been watching this anime called High School Fleet.
Yes.
And it starts off pretty cool. Like, the premise is, like, basically, like, there's this navy that's, like, unified under the umbrella of the world called the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, high school girls.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. You know, and so, like, they're almost, they almost, like, are the UN in a way, where they're out there, to, at, like, mixed with the Coast Guard, where they're, even though they're armed, they're mostly just there to, like, keep the oceans safe.
Yeah.
Not necessarily declare war. And, so, they, like, but then it's like, oh, you're freshmen? Here's a boat. Meet at this island. That's where we're going to do our extra training. Like, they don't even, like, have an adult or any kind of supervisor or teacher on the boats. There's just, like, adult, all kids, all freshmen on this boat. Like, the navigator, the captain, the everybody in charge of the engine room, the people in charge of, like, the weapons and stuff, the weapons person. They're all, like, freshmen. And they give, just give them a destroyer.
Okay.
And so they get to where they're supposed to meet up, and the teacher's boat, like, fires on them.
Well, that's rude.
Right. And so then they fire back and basically disable the teacher's boat, and then they take off, and they get declared that them and a couple other boats have, like, mutinied against the school. And so basically it's them trying to, like, figure out what's going on, trying to get a hold of the school, being like, no, no, they fired at us first. And then the show is, like, pretty cool, like, okay, like, there's, I mean, they're all, like, basically, like, treating everybody like high school kids, right? There's not really anyone where, you know, where there's that one girl where she's trying to, like, sex up all the other girls because she's a horny, they need at least one horny pervert in every anime, whether it's male or female.
Pretty much.
And, you know, it's fine until you, there's, like, 12 episodes, and until you get about episodes, like, 6 or 7, then all of a sudden, like, the captain needs to take a bath. And then you get the scene where it's like the bath area, where it's like you get some of the girls that are in the water, you know, a couple of them have, you know, boobs that are big enough to float in the water, and then you got the girls that are just sitting, like, sudsing up outside the bath where you, like, get the shots from behind.
Yeah.
Or you get, like, the one girl, she comes out of the bath and she's like, it's like almost like the side boob view. And it's like, all right, like, the show, like, honestly, you didn't really need this. A and B, they're freshmen in high school, like, chill. Like, they don't even have the decency to disguise them as, like, given the backstory of being, like, 3,000-year-old dragons in a high school freshman body. They're actually just high school freshmen in high school freshman bodies.
It's just like, you're just, it's just like some of those animes. You're like, what's the point of this? What are we doing here?
Right, because, I mean, the, like, ultimate point of that scene was to, like, because the captain went to go take a bath because she, like, went to go rescue somebody and she fell in the water and she was, like, going to catch a cold. So they told her to take a bath to warm up. But then it was the engineer's time to be in the bath, not the captain's. And so, like, some of the engineers were pissed. And then the other one came out and saw – that's when they did the side boob. The one is, like, lecturing the engineer. It's like, it's the captain and she needs to use it. She can join us. Oh, and so
– oh, boy.
And so it just basically gave the chance for the engineers to ask questions to forward the story for the audience. Yeah. Was the whole reason why they put him in the bath.
Captain, where do you think we're going to go next? What do you think we should do? Oh, no.
Pretty much.
Can somebody
exactly
pass
that.
The scrub brush?
Right. Does anybody want to wash my nipples for me? Because they're chafy and it'll hurt me if I do it. I don't know. But
you're a bad,
yeah, that
person.
Was, I am, aren't I? But I didn't have to draw, like, freshman high school booty or side boob for the scene, or write it into the script so that somebody would have to do it.
How many of these artists you just think go, like, look at the script and just go, why am I doing this? What have I done? I should have listened to my dad and became a lawyer.
Right, or a doctor or something. Well, there's, like, a mix. There's, like, the ones that are like, all right, it's just a job. I'm doing a job. There's nothing sexual. It's just a booty. Everyone's got a booty. Like, everyone's got a belly button, right?
Yep.
Or there's one that's like, I can't believe I have to draw this pervert-ass shit for some pervert-ass people watching this. And then there's that one meme where the guy's like watching stuff online and he's like, fine, all right, fine. And then he just like, you know, pulls down his pants. Is it like that? It's like, all right, I don't really want to jerk off to junior high school girls, but that's what's in front of me right now, so I guess that's what I got to do.
It's a vicious circle of a world.
It is.
Talk about rage.
Yes. Which is funny you mentioned that, because that leads into the next show I was watching. I know I asked you to watch it, but I know you didn't.
Actually, I watched the first two episodes like a year ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Of Agretsuko?
Yeah.
So, I'd seen her stuff at like the Sanrio stores,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know who or what she was necessarily. And then I was just kind of looking around last week, and I saw that she had a Netflix show, not just one season, but two seasons. Oh, man. And so I'm just like, all right, I'm going to watch this. I think it's hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Each season is like 10 episodes, and they're only like 15 minutes long.
Yeah, I remember it being pretty quick.
Yeah, they're about 15 minutes to like 15 and a half. I think like the longest episode was like 15 minutes and 30 seconds. But basically, it's the story of this 25-year-old single female red panda dealing with just being an adult and dealing with a shitty boss and coworkers that are just annoying and office politics and stuff. I mean, it's almost a little, if it wasn't animated, it would almost be like a little too close to home to some people, you know?
Yeah.
But it's weird because it's a Hello Kitty character, but the show's pretty much not really for kids.
No, not really.
Yeah, all so basically, the art's
like, yeah, it's all super cutesy and stuff.
Yeah, it's super cutesy, but then when she gets mad, she like goes into like death metal singing, and then like to relieve her stress, she'll go to karaoke by herself to sing metal songs that basically sums up her day. Like she's making her own lyrics, I guess.
It is pretty funny. Because the screen's all goes flashing, it's all chaotic, and she's like super angry face, and just like,
oh! Yeah, and she gets like rage, like in Japanese, like kanji for rage, like appears on her forehead. But like later on, I'm pretty sure they introduced them in one of the first two episodes. The power women in the office, the eagle and the gorilla.
Yeah.
So later on, she actually ends up befriending them.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, goes to the karaoke with them, and she doesn't want to, like, embarrass herself. But then they end up, like, the song gets put in, and she's just like, all right, fine, I'm going to show you the real me. And so they end up, like, being impressed more than anything. And so they just make her sing for them.
Yeah.
And they're kind of giving her advice and stuff. And then she ends up getting a boyfriend, and, like, he's just not very sensitive to her needs. And then, like, the last episode of the final season before they like break up, like she's going to they're at the mall or whatever, and he's just kind of not really like paying attention to her, and then she goes to walk off and she gets get mad, and she like covers the thing on her head, like it's like she knows it's there. Like it's very like breaks the wall, like the fourth wall, a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's even a point where like they're talking about how nice of a person she is, how she could never get mad. They're like, you're so cute and cuddly, it's almost like you're one of those Sanrio characters.
That's funny.
And then I watched the first episode of the second season, and her mom shows up, and her mom's just one of those stereotypical overbearing moms.
Oh, nice. Fantastic.
But yeah, so I'm like a huge fan of the character, just the concept of it and everything. Oh man. But so, Sean, I don't know, like, why, you know, old people have to, like, shit on things that are fun.
Because that's all they can do. Times were a lot harder back in my day.
Right. So, Martin Scorsese was asked about the Marvel movies. And he says that they're not cinema, and that he basically compared to them to theme park rides.
Yeah, he had like a thing saying like how they don't tie to like the human emotion and stuff, and I'm just like, it's just so terrible because like you think of like, you know, the Avengers movie that just came out and all the tragic events that were in the movie, and you're just like, dude, people were upset. Like people like went through. Just because, like, the genre has to deal with superheroes doesn't have anything... still has to do with, you know, the human emotion, though.
Right. Or any of the Captain America movies, or Iron Man, you know?
Yeah.
But especially Captain America with, like, the whole thing with Bucky, and then Civil War with Bucky and Tony Stark and Cap.
Yeah. You know, being... moving into the future without, like, and all your loved ones are gone.
Right, but it's pretty funny because Martin Scorsese is also the same guy that last year said that Netflix movies and like you know movies that aren't shown in theaters but only are available for streaming should not be eligible for Academy Awards, and that Netflix is dragging entertainment down.
Yeah,
but he was asked these questions as he was premiering his latest movie, The Irishman.
Yeah,
that's going straight to Netflix.
Oh, it's not even going out to, it's not even going to theaters.
Well, it looks like it's going to theaters, but it might be one of those like limited runs.
Yeah.
But it's like,
but it's going to theaters. But it's in the theaters, you whippersnapper.
Right, but it's going into theaters on November 1st and it's arriving on Netflix on the 27th of November.
I don't know, man.
But I mean, it could be worse though, man, because Francis Ford Coppola, well, and the thing about Scorsese too is he was like, yeah, I haven't watched the movies, but I can only imagine how horrible they are. And how lame they are.
Yeah.
But then they asked Coppola about it, Francis Ford Coppola, about what he thought about the movies. And he was like, yeah, you know, I agree with Martin Scorsese and that they're not cinema. But I don't think he went far enough. He said, I think they're also despicable. He says that, this is his quote. He says, when Martin Scorsese says that Marvel Pictures are not cinema, he's right. Because we expect to learn something from cinema. We expect to gain something, some enlightenment, some knowledge, some inspiration. I don't know that anyone gets anything out of seeing the same movie over and over again.
Just how, like, all superhero movies are basically the same movie.
Basically, that's what he said. And I mean, granted, they all have the same, like, CGI third act battle. But up until then, you know, they're all different.
Yeah.
But, and maybe, like I said, outside of, like, maybe Civil War or Winter Soldier, because they don't really go full CGI fight at the end.
No, just more, what's it called? I forget what they call it.
What are the practical effects?
Oh, I guess practical effects. Where it's all staged fighting, like,
yeah. I mean, there is some CGI with, like, you know, the... Tony and Iron Man's weapons and stuff, because you know that's not real, but yeah, I mean it's free to say you've never seen one of the movies and be like, yeah, I just can't imagine the superhero movies having any emotion tied to them. they didn't have to live through watching Groot die.
No, they didn't. Those bastards.
Right. Oh man, but At least the Wonder Woman, I mean the DC animated movies,
mm-hmm.
can be good without Harley Quinn, Sean.
I hope so. I really hope so, because we need in 2020 we need less Harley Quinn.
Yes, especially when you have little kids doing the Suicide Squad Harley Quinn Joker couples cosplay. It's like they're 7 and 8. Like, chill, bro. Like,
yeah,
like, that's not supposed to be cute.
It's an abusive relationship. Why are you doing yes. this?
Exactly. So I watched, and you know, Old Man Me. I because it wasn't available on Netflix DVD, I had to go to Redbox.
Oh no!
So poor I spent
Daniel.
I know, but so I got the latest one of the latest releases, the Wonder Woman Bloodlines.
This is the one where It has the two villains in it, right? The Cheetah Girl?
Well, it has, like, basically her version of the Sinister Six all make an appearance.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, Dr. Toxic, I think is her name, that was in, like, the actual live-action movie that she was making the poisons. Even though in this one she wasn't making poisons, she was making, like, basically superhero steroids.
Gotcha.
Cheetah. And so basically it's like, it starts off as like, it kind of, it's like a weird tie-in with the last one with the, where Darkseid was like invading the planet. So it starts off similar where Steve was, you know, flying and the parademons show up and they knock him and Wonder Woman saves him. And then she goes to Earth, she goes out, you know, leaves the island. And then it's like years pass. And so basically, like, whatever happened in that movie happened. They fought Darkseid, and the Justice League was formed, and then, like, 10 years have passed.
Okay.
And so they're kind of a couple, and she's living with this archaeologist that's kind of a big character in the books, like the comics. And she has a daughter that, you know, but the mom is, like, cares more about Wonder Woman than she does about the daughter. And I guess if I would have known more about Wonder Woman's villains, I would have known that... like the one of the characters who's portrayed as being good,
mm-hmm.
is basically Wonder Woman's equivalent of Lex Luthor.
Gotcha.
She isn't a billion runs like a pharmaceutical, like a science company, and so but she ends up like pocketing the expenses for her villains. But it's really well made. Like it's crazy to see how much better the fight scenes, like the animated fight scenes, have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about how, like, you know, it seems like every DC animated movie has the obligatory, like, silhouetted naked woman scene.
Is that true?
I never noticed, but this one definitely has it. Like, this character, like, the character, because the character that, the daughter that Wonder Woman lived with, her mom ends up dying, and she blames Wonder Woman, and this group says that they can help her, and so they go to inject her with some stuff, but like she has to walk up on this pedestal, so you see like the butt shot, and then you get the outline of the side. Mm-hmm. So you get like side boob and butt, almost, you get almost as much as you did in the high school one, except you know, she wasn't in high school in the Wonder Woman movie.
You know what, all animators are the same. It doesn't matter what country they come from, they're all the same.
If they can draw boobs, they want to draw boobs.
Something like that.
Well, it's like that. One of the first conventions we went to at Long Beach, there was a couple of women artists that were kind of in the corner, and like they're trying to get guys to come to their table because they had like pictures of naked women. And if you're like, "That's cool, I don't want to see them," they're like, "What? Are you gay? You don't want to look at naked women, or are you scared of your wife? Is your wife going to get mad at you if you look at it?" And it's like, "I just literally don't want to see them." And now your attitude is making me want to buy from you even less.
Not helping the cause.
You're not helping yourselves by being, you know, jerks about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of being jerks, Sean.
BlizzCon! Do-do-do-do-do.
So they opened BlizzCon with an apology.
"We're sorry that China owns us and we're not going to do anything about it. Please don't protest here. Because we're okay, because we apologized."
Right. They're basically like, "We're sorry, we reacted so quickly, we should have, like, sat down and thought about it before we did the punishment." And they're like, "Well, why'd you even punish him at all?" And I guess their loophole of, like, not completely, like, eliminating his punishment was that, I guess, under their terms of service, is that there wasn't allowed anything political on the stream.
Mm.
So you could have been according to what they're saying, you could have said anything that was political and he would have gotten punished. But the fact that, like, his punishment was so severe, and that they're kind of trying, like, everybody else seeming, well, not everybody else, but a lot of other companies trying to kiss China's ass, it was just a little shady. But they did have people show up outside protesting in Winnie the Pooh costumes.
I think it's hilarious that it's Winnie the Pooh.
Well, that's what they say, that the president of China looks like Winnie the Pooh. And so basically all images of Winnie the Pooh have been scrubbed from Chinese internet. Oh, man. But they announced stuff, and I don't know if people – if it's enough for people to have forgiven them or not.
I don't know. Probably.
I mean, people were cheering, and then, of course, on Reddit, everyone's like, well, they're all paid people. They're all paid to cheer. And it's like, I don't know. I think if you pay to get into BlizzCon, you're probably going to cheer. You're probably going to forgive them. You're just looking for an excuse to forgive them because you don't want to waste your – you don't want your money to be wasted.
Exactly.
So one of the things they announced, and this was kind of speculated as to like why they were announcing it, and then when it was more like confirmed they probably were, people were like, what are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
An Overwatch 2.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised. I guess, you know, the thing is going to be interesting on Overwatch 2 is all the cosmetics that people bought. Like, what are they going to do about how that transfers to the next game? Or is it just, like, you're shit out of luck? Because I feel like everything's, like, shit out of luck.
Right, and this doesn't seem like a full-on new game. Not, like, from Destiny to Destiny 2.
Yeah.
This almost seems more like a paid expansion that, similar to what Fortnite did, but instead of being free.
Gotcha.
Where, like, the world was sucked into the black hole, and then it came out, and it was just different. Yeah. So, because there's, like, all the same characters, but they're just going to have different game modes. And there's actually going to be a story mode, a PvE story mode.
Interesting.
And, of course, you know, one of the things that Blizzard does well, besides sucking up to China, is their story trailers.
Yes.
So, I watched the story trailer for Overwatch, and, you know, man, they get you right in the feels a little bit. Like, I haven't played the game forever, but I know the characters, and I've watched all their individual stories.
Yeah.
Which are good. But it's like, they're going to fight, and it's just May, Winston, and Tracer, and May's like, free Hong Kong, Winston, is this going to be enough? Do we have enough heroes? And Winston's like, if we have the strength of China behind us, we can do anything, May.
Oh, boy.
Too soon?
Too soon?
Too soon? No, but they get there, and they're fighting the robots, and as the story goes on, more and more heroes show up, and touching reunion moments. So I don't think it's going to be a full, like, sequel. I think it's just going to be, like, a 2.0, like, patch or an expansion as opposed to a game.
Maybe more maps and new activities to do.
Yeah, more maps. Like I said, they're adding a couple different game modes. One of them is going to be story mode.
Gotcha.
Where it's going to be four people can play co-op, like Dead. What's it called? Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
At least that's what it seems like. Yeah. I don't know how, like, if it's completely drop in and drop out, or if like you have to like play the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since I've played.
It's been a long. I know. I can't. I didn't even realize the game had been out that long. I don't think I've played since the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, that's been a while.
I think last time I played, they had this.
No, that's fine.
So I haven't even played like the last couple heroes. I think Sombra might have been released when last time I played.
Yeah,
just been released. So like watching it, there was like Reinhardt, and then there was like his daughter, but I don't know if she's in the game or if she was just in the trailer or if she's going to be like put in the in 2.0.
I don't know. I would assume they're going to add a bunch of new skins and new sprays and all new emotes. Probably a bunch of other shit to sell.
Well, of course. I mean, you can't make extra money if you're not making extra things.
Yeah, true.
But then they announced Diablo 4. And, of course, the cynical people on like Reddit and stuff were like, so is this going to be available on iOS and Android?
Wasn't there something at the end of the Overwatch said that they're like, it's not going to be available on phones? Somebody said, what about my phone?
Probably. I know somebody, I don't know at what point, but somebody got up to ask a question and then, like, made a comment about Hong Kong. So,
Oh boy.
I don't know, man. Imagine like spending all that money so you can just go in and get yourself kicked out. Must be cool to be that rich.
Maybe unless he saw what he wanted to see and then did it.
True. He's like, all right. They announced Diablo. I mean, you know, leading up, everyone's like, so if they announce Diablo 4, are people gonna like just like drop the whole China Hong Kong thing because Diablo 4 is gonna be a thing? Which,
so what, a super repetitive game that where advanced mode is just harder bosses, but you still play as the same stupid characters, play the same stupid levels?
I was going to say, were you a player of Diablo, but it sounds like you might have been, but reluctantly?
I was convinced to play Diablo 3 on the Xbox, and let's just say, I don't know what all this hype is for, because it ain't that fun.
If the homies can't get none?
I don't know. I felt like it was way more repetitive than like almost any other game I played.
Right.
But guess what? You could play as a different character and play a different style. You could play the three levels in like a different way.
You can praise the sun god.
Yeah, you could go grind and play the same three levels.
Exactly. Yeah, I never played them, but again, that trailer looked pretty brutal and amazing.
Yeah.
If you, I guess the Edgelords are a fan of the game because it's the devil. But I don't know, man.
Cause.
They announced another WoW expansion.
I don't even know anybody that plays WoW anymore. It's like everybody's like gone away.
So far away. They're all
so far away.
They're all playing Vanilla WoW. Or whatever they call it, the old school expansion that crashed the servers the day the game came out. You know all those quality of life updates they've done? They're all gone. Remember back when you hated the game because it was like tedious and grindy? Welcome back. And they're like, I love that stuff. Oh man. People are weird. I don't know why people want the like think the old stuff is better. Like, I think it's just because they don't remember how bad it was.
Something like that.
Back in my day, we didn't have vaccinations. We just died.
Gonna die. Right.
Oh man. Speaking of Sean.
Talk about letdowns besides this show and this episode.
I don't know why I'm still playing this game, other than I think I might hate myself. But Borderlands 3, I think it's more a thing of I just don't want to be wrong about this game.
Dude, the weird thing is like Mike beat it like 3 times already. I mean, if you know if he's,
and how many
you
times,
know if
how many
he's
times
beating
he, how,
it, it's got to be a
how,
pretty
how many times
easy
has he
game.
Played Borderlands?
I don't know. He loves it. Yeah.
Get it. He beat it, and then he's playing Borderlands. Get it? It's a masturbation joke.
Thank you, Bill Nye.
You know, there's so many things that like I want to like about this game. I mean, there's things that I like about this game, but there's just so many other things that are annoying about this game that like frustrating to no end. Like I started the game as one class, and I got to this point. And I don't know how many hours I was in. I wasn't very far in, but kind of far enough to where I'm like, I can either like just play this game and be miserable, or I can just start over and hopefully I find a different class that's more fun to play.
Yeah.
Because I started playing as the Beastmaster one.
Gotcha.
And then I switched over to the, I guess would it be the Gunner, where you get the drone.
The tank.
And you can make the tank, yeah.
Yeah.
Except the fucking drone is like, if you dispatch it and don't specifically, like you'll be shooting at something and it's like, and then you switch targets and dispatch it and it's like, oh, it'll just sit there and wait for you to like tell it to go shoot it. Versus like in the past games, at least the turret knew to like, well, there's an enemy, I will shoot at it.
Or you could program it. Are you talking about the girl that jumps into like the Gundam?
No, the dude, the old dude with the drone.
Oh,
that
okay.
Like he sends out.
Gotcha.
And then you can make like a digital clone of himself.
Oh yeah, I gotcha.
Once I've kind of figured out how to play the character, it's gotten a little bit easier. Like, there was one boss that I couldn't beat. And then I was like, wait, okay, so I do this and I can do this. And then I went back in and, like, didn't even, like, get knocked down once fighting the boss once I figured it out.
Yeah.
So, but one of the most annoying things about Borderlands, and I don't know why they haven't fixed it in 4 games, you know, you go to play the game.
Yep.
And you go to, like, you're in the game and you go to, like, look at your menu, like your inventory or the map or something, and it's, like, unavailable. And you're like, what do you mean it's unavailable? And then you push the main menu button, and then it's like, oh, there's updates. Would you like to go back to the menu to install them, to utilize them? And it's like, but I literally was just at the menu 45 seconds ago. So then you have to leave the game, go back to the menu, and then come back into the game, and then it's like, okay, cool. Thanks for letting us know you want to use these updates. You can use them now. And it's like, why don't they just update when I install the game?
Yeah, when you start.
Yeah, when I'm already at the menu. Why do I have to go back to the menu to do a thing that I'm going to have to do anyways? Because I could say, no, I don't want to update. And they're like, all right, fine. Well, then I guess you can just play offline now.
I think I never, like, updated. I was like, I'll just play offline. I don't need any of this.
But the one cool thing, you know, as much as people, like, hate Randy Pitchford, if you follow his Twitter account, he'll give out golden keys.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. A couple times a week, you'll get one.
Oh, nice.
So, that's cool. There's a chest on your ship. I know you got further than I did in the game. Because you got to Tiny Tina.
I did. It's Tina. It's not Tiny Tina.
Oh, yeah. She's not tiny. It's like Lil Bow Wow just became Bow Wow.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was so forced. I mean, I wasn't even, like, overly thrilled to, like, see her again. I felt like it was a waste.
Well, like the one character, like, I wanted to see in the game, I forgot that he died, was Scooter.
Oh. Yeah. Did he die? I forgot about that.
He died in the Telltale games, the Tales from the Borderlands.
Oh, I didn't play that. No wonder.
And that's where the one of the main characters in this game, Reese, mm-hmm. who's the CEO of Atlas, he's from that game as well.
Gotcha.
Like, I think he's either the playable character or the playable character's friend.
Hmm.
But yeah, so I guess it's following canon.
I just feel like the game has a very, like, why does the villain always get your comm communication, and why can't he just kill you if he has, like, all this information about you?
Right.
It's super irritating that I have to, like, it's just like, yo, girl, I'm just gonna talk shit on you, and then I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna threaten you, and guess what, we're gonna kill you next time I see you, word up, drop. That's, like, literally, like, almost word for word, like, game talk.
Yeah.
Like, why does the villain always have to talk shit in my ear?
Right, it's like, oh, I see you're gonna do this thing, you better not, because if you do, we're gonna do some bad shit to you and your friends. Pinky promise, this time we mean it. Like, and I know a lot of people kind of shit on the game because of its, like, humor is crude. Unlike, and, like, the funny part is, though, is they're like, the humor in this game is crude, unlike the sophisticated humor in Borderlands 2. And it's like, wait, did you play Borderlands 2? Because that was full of a lot of fart jokes and dick jokes, too.
Yeah.
Like, when you meet the main villain, like, he calls you, like, Butt Pony or something like that. That's the name he calls you by. And, like the only time it was kind of, like, annoying was there's the one mission where you have to kill all the bad guys that are around that burger place. And, like, you get there and the burger guy's, like, at his place, like, oh, they're there, kill them all. Come on, why aren't you killing them? And it's like, dude, I'm literally shooting the dude in the face. Like, what do you want me to do? Just shut up.
Dude, I also felt like they added, like, women into the psycho roles, and it just felt like everything was, like, overly forced of, like, girls could be villains and heroes and stuff too. Like, and then, like, everything was just, like, You know, it's like, you know when like every comedian goes through like a phase where they're really funny, and then like five movies later, everybody fucking hates them.
That's because they've already seen the same routine, like Will Ferrell or Kevin Hart. Like, I've already seen this character in every other movie you've done.
That's how
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that's how I feel about this game. Like, everything has been done, and they can't like add any more to it, and everything feels forced. Like the dialogue. Okay, like, these random two brother-sister, like, come out of nowhere for some fucking reason to do shit. And it's just like, everything is just so bad.
Well, to me, it's more like Cars 2, Electric Boogaloo, where, you know, after the first Cars, like, and they're getting ready to make the second Cars, everyone's like, well, what if... And it's kind of the same thing a lot of sequels suffer from, but this one the worst, where people are like, remember how people thought Mater was funny?
Yeah.
Let's just put Mater way more in this movie than any other character, even Lightning McQueen, even though he's like the main character of the movie. Let's just make Mater the main character of this movie. And everyone's like, but Mater's like a seasoning. Like, you don't want to put too much seasoning in your food because then it's just gross. Like, you don't want to eat it anymore. And everybody hated Cars 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, but here's the thing though, like, the gunplay is well done.
No, the game like moves very well. The gunplay, it's just like, it's like a great, it has like a high score for mechanics and like abilities and leveling up and stuff. It's just the story. It's just garbage.
Yeah, I heard people talk about this. This is the game that you put on mute and just listen to your own music or podcast while you're playing it.
Well, the thing is, too, is, like, it's almost like fucking copy-paste. Like, here comes villain. Villain Fs some shit up. And then, like, you're down on your lucks, and everybody's just trying to figure out what to do now. It's just, like,
right.
Irritating.
Because I'm like, on a level 23 story mission, and it's like, this feels like it could be the final mission of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I remember Gecko sending a message, like, well, I beat the story, what do I do now? Level up? And I'm like, well, wait, when does the story end? Is it going to end now and I still have 25 more levels to go before I hit max level? And I looked and it's like, oh, no, I'm like barely halfway through with the story. So, okay. I already know what's going to happen. Let's just get it over with. It's like the Monty Python thing where it's like, just get on with it already, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm just holding out until... the new Star Wars game comes out, because that game will be good, right?
Hopefully.
EA won't fuck that one up, right?
Yeah, you're fucked. I've heard a lot of good things.
But I get an orange lightsaber.
I bought the deluxe edition. Lightsaber.
I paid an extra $10 for the deluxe edition. Well, actually, because I have the Best Buy reward zone.
Yeah.
Members club thing, so I saved like 20 or 30%. So I only paid an extra $8 or $7 for the, basically... the orange lightsaber and a bunch of other things that I don't care about, but orange lightsaber.
You're a bad person. You're not. You're the reason why everything is terrible.
But I didn't use it as a microtransaction. I bought it already in the game.
That's fair.
Orange lightsaber.
That's fair. I mean, there's a lot of good news coming from Outer World.
I know. I've heard that game is pretty good. I put that game on my Christmas list. I'll make my wife buy it for me.
Mom, buy me a game.
Well, that's if she wants to buy me anything. But yeah, bought that game, and I bought I put that, and I put Death Stranding on there.
We just bought the game, so I'm curious to see how it's gonna go. To see how it is, because I know I'm still playing Destiny, so the lady's gonna play that one.
You know, I meant to ask you, when you watched Agrisecco, did you watch it with the lady?
I did.
What did she think of it?
She thought it was pretty good. I think we both laughed and enjoyed the craziness of the show.
Right, yeah, because I watched it with mine as well, and she thought it was pretty funny. And I was hoping to get friend of the show, man thing, to watch it so I could get his opinion before watching the show, but he's like, no, I don't watch any, I don't care about the Hello Kitty characters. And I'm like, but this is, like, basically she's just a Hello Kitty character in name. And licensing, as you know, but not the show isn't.
Yeah.
So, all right. But yeah, so I don't know, man. Like, I'm just, like I said, the if it wasn't for the fun, the game can be fun. I mean, it's frustrating at times too when you just kind of get overwhelmed for no reason other than they want to overwhelm you, because you'll be like running through and all of a sudden you're surrounded by villains that appear at it. Like literally, like you'll be walking and a villain will appear in front of you. And it's like, okay, where did you come from?
That's fair.
I don't know. I mean, if you like Borderlands a lot, like I thought I did,
mm-hmm.
then I guess play the game, but... or just go back and play Borderlands 2. And it was funny, too, is I don't think I beat a Borderlands game.
Oh,
thinking about it.
Really? I beat two of them.
I got to the final boss on one, and I got most of the way on two. And then I have the prequel, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think that's in the plastic.
Mm-hmm. I like started that one, and I gave up.
Just like this one? When you met Tina?
Yeah.
Not so tiny Tina.
And Destiny came out, and then I had it was Great American Beer Festival time, and then there was a lot of shit going on, all right? That's why I haven't finished it.
That's what she said?
Bro.
Bro. Wait. Broseph.
Why you gotta be like that, man? Why you gotta be like that? Because free throws are tough, man.
That's the kind of guy I am. All right, everybody. That's it for this week. Make sure you give us a review. Maybe write some words. And if you write words, we'll read it on the air.
We might. Who knows? Probably not, though. Why would I want to do that?
I don't know. I check every once in a while because I'm not going to, like, get my hopes up to think there's a review. Because, I mean, we have 8 people gave us 5 stars, so maybe you could at least write, like, hi or something.
Just cry a little.
Give us the sad emoji. Follow us on the social medias, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the...
Why do I keep listening to this podcast?
At this point, it's a Stockholm syndrome. I hate myself so much. I only listen to this podcast because I hate myself.
And with that, we'll see you next time for another pain-filled episode.
Yes, everybody. Later.